Yo, welcome back to the Mara podcast. I'm George, and in this episode, I'm joined by Mr. Tom Penza Adams, or TPA, as he's otherwise known, at TPA Fitness on social media. Tom is a marathon runner, a run coach, and he's about to take on a huge challenge, running 8 marathons in 8 weeks for a very special cause. So this week, I joined Tom on the track for his weekly track session. And before we got started, we sat down trackside and I asked Tom, why is he doing this? How has he prepared and trained for something like this? And how is he feeling 2 weeks out from his first marathon in Tokyo? So absolutely love this conversation. Didn't love the track session afterwards as much, but I hope you enjoy this conversation too. So we will go trackside now with Tom, and I hope you enjoy.
Right, Tommy, so next week, Tokyo, you're flying to Tokyo to run Tokyo Marathon, and then you're flying back to do another marathon, and then another marathon, and another, and another. So in the next 8 weeks, you're running 8 marathons, which is mind-blowing to me. So just tell me, why are you doing 8 marathons in 8 weeks?
Cheers, George. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty relentless, 8 back-to-back. So it's all for Muscular Dystrophy UK. So good friend of mine, Johnny, both his older brothers, unfortunately, have got muscular dystrophy. So Gary and Paul. So I'll be raising money for the two of them. And it all comes about because I'm awful at golf. So the family organise a golf day every year. And I can't swing a club, nor do I want to give people the satisfaction of watching me try and swing a club. I don't attend the golf day, always feel pretty guilty about it. So kind of said to Johnny, look, you know, I can't play golf, but I could run. And I've got a bit of an idea. So it started with looking at the majors. I knew you got Tokyo, and then a 5-week gap. And then obviously Boston and then London, which will be the 7th and 8th. And started doing a bit of research to see if I could plug the gaps. So you got Tokyo week 1, obviously Cambridge week 2, then I go to the Great Welsh Marathon week 3, Skegness week 4. There isn't a marathon that I could find easily accessible in the UK week 5, so that's why we've organised the Cathedral Marathon, the 100 laps of the Cathedral.
Yeah.
And then down to South Coast for Brighton week 6, then obviously fly back on the plane again, fly to Boston for week 7, and then the victory lap, the cherry on top of the cake, will be London week 8. But yeah, going back to why, it's not about me. It's about the charity. It's about raising money and awareness. I'd not heard of muscular dystrophy. I think it goes under the radar a little bit in comparison to maybe motor neuron disease. There's a few sort of celebrities, sportsmen and women out there. You know, obviously Rob Burrow famously has MND, and Kevin Sinfield, you know, has raised millions for him. And I kind of took inspiration from his book. I read Sinfield's book on holiday last summer, 2023, and thought, you know what? Yeah, I'll try and do something. And let's raise as much money as we can for muscular dystrophy.
And I don't know how do you train for something like this? How are you feeling now? Are you nervous? Are you excited? How's your body feeling? Just talk through a little bit of preparation. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, so I've treated this block like a lot of other blocks. So, you know, high volume. The plan is always sort of 6 runs, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, rest day on a Friday, run on a Saturday, run on Sunday. So 6 out of the 7 days. Obviously a big long run. So I've done pretty relentless 20 plus milers every weekend. The only difference compared to the other blocks, I would say, the other training blocks, is that the midweek miles, I've tried to get in more like 90 minutes and 60 minutes. So you're just getting a little bit more volume.
Yeah.
But you're saying, how do the legs feel? I haven't really been able to hit those numbers at all. I've still got tendonitis in my left ankle, which is a bit of a curveball when you're trying to do 8 marathons in 8 weeks. So I've ended up doing probably on average 2 to 3 runs per week and just cherry picking the quality. So I get down the track, try and get down the track and do some speed work. And make sure I hit the long run, because I want to be stood on the start line, knowing full well I've got the distance. So
yeah,
I've always made sure I hit the long run, and then maybe one other. But the watt bike has been my friend, or all my enemy. Yeah, for the last 2 months, really. because I've been spending a hell of a lot of time on that Wattbike and watching a lot of Netflix series to help the time pass, to be fair. But yeah, a lot like prepping for any others, you can't go doing ridiculous 200 mile weeks, so even injury free, you just trying to get the miles in. But as I say, I've been sort of focusing on the quality over the quantity.
Yeah,
because quantity just flares up the tendonitis, so I just can't do what I'm used to doing, which is sort of 4 days back to back, Monday to Thursday, rest day on a Friday, then a, you know, an easy run and a long run on a Sunday.
Does that make fill you with a bit of anxiety, or are you excited to take it on?
I'm honestly absolutely buzzing for the whole thing. Yeah, I must admit there's been times through Jan and February I've been slightly worried about, you know, is this going to get worse and am I going to hobble my way around? There's never been any doubt that I'll do it. I know I'm, of course, like if I'm limping, I'll get it done, you know, for the charity and for the boys. So there's never been any worry. That there's obviously, as a runner who's, I've been running since sort of lockdown and I've been injury free pretty much, I've been a bit frustrated by it, but I'm absolutely buzzing. I feel like 2 weeks out, I feel like Christmas is coming. I feel like my birthday's got, I feel like I'm buzzing for, like, you know, I can't wait. It's like, it always comes back to, like, we say it a lot, you know, find gratitude. It's a privilege to run, you know, and you know, I'm me whinging about an injury when you've got people out there, not just with muscular dystrophy, there's people out there who just would love the opportunity to run a mile. So you won't get me whinging about the injury, that's for sure. And yeah, to kind of conclude, you know, your question, I can't wait. Literally, I cannot wait to do all eight. I'm looking forward to it so much.
So good. And you've raised thousands already. You had so much support already from sponsors, from partners, from people donating and getting behind you and behind the charity. I bet that must feel so good as well. But yeah, how does that feel?
It's so good. I mean, the support, considering I've not run a yard yet, and we're on over 4.5K on the Just Give Him. And with sponsorship, we're on about $7,000 as well. That's the company's logos on my running top.
Yeah.
And I wanted to raise eight, and I've not ran yet. And I'm hoping with the snowball effect of, you know, doing one, being able to post about one and talk about, you know, Tokyo and then go on to Cambridge, that then the donations and the awareness will increase. Yeah. But yeah, it's been overwhelming. Like, the support has been unreal. So many messages of support, some lovely messages on the Just Giving page as well. So yeah, the only way people could help even more so would be just, you know, to keep share. I mean, I'm trying to be as active as I can on social media, but just keep sharing the posts that I put up, you know, keep talking about it. And obviously, you know, the donations, they are changing lives. We're hoping if we can get enough money together from, we've got a separate kind of sponsorship fund, which is going directly to Gary. So unfortunately, Gary, the older brother, had pneumonia last year and spent 5 weeks in hospital. His mobility was already, you know, pretty poor, unfortunately, but he did have a certain amount of mobility and independence. So obviously 5 weeks in hospital with muscular dystrophy, he's been struggling. So we're hoping, he now can't use his stairlift,
yeah,
to raise enough money so that we can build a wet room downstairs for him. He's currently living in his lounge. He has to get a taxi for a shower once a week at his local swimming bath. So this, literally what we're doing is going to change his life. So the more donations we can get, the better.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, hopefully the main fundraiser on week five will raise, you know, a ton of money.
Yeah. So hopefully this, like you say, creating content, sharing the journey, hopefully this video raises awareness so people can support and donate. And I think we make sure the link to that is in this video and linked in the podcast. But you just touched on there, we've got an event week five where people can also get involved to support and donate and be a part of this. So just talk through what's happened on the 1st of April.
Okay, so yeah, so 1st of April is obviously Easter Monday. This came about because of I couldn't find a marathon somewhere in the country. So initially I thought, right, I'll just do a lap of Lichfield, you know, probably do the Lichfield half marathon loop twice. Maybe a few people will join me, but I thought it's not particularly like engaging. Not many people will even want to do the half. And I just used the cathedral, the close, for a track session because I couldn't get on here. I was like, it's about 4:20, 4:30, you know, meters. So times that by 100, that's going to be a marathon, actually just slightly into an ultra. So yes, we've got an event at 1:30 on Easter Monday at the cathedral. I'll be running 100 laps of the cathedral, where runners can join me. The more the merrier. Sponsor an app, scan the QR code, donate to the charity. And we'll try and get a bit of a Forrest Gump feel, you know, just a pack of runners just working. I've already had a few people say they'll do the whole 100. Amazing. We've got Tom Shepherd, the Michelin star chef. So he's cooking his famous Desperate Dan cow pie. First come, first serve basis. There's only 500. So, you know, if you want your pies, get there at half one, basically, with all proceeds going to charity. We've also got a rock choir who'll be doing 3 45-minute sets, which should be, you know, quite a cool experience for everybody involved and create a bit of more of an atmosphere as well. We'll have a few other bits and bobs. We've got a sweepstake going, you know, bottle of champagne for whoever gets the right time for how long it takes me or the closest time. Yeah, and like bring, you know, friends, family, children can join me on a lap. You know, we're running as fast as the slowest runner.
Yeah.
So if it's 15 minutes per mile for one lap, then so be it. You know, kind of the longer it takes, the more money gets donated to charity. So yeah, hopefully we'll get a load of people there, raise as much money as possible.
Yeah. Ledge, mate, honestly, I think that's perfect. I think, I know you're heading out next week, but good luck over the next few weeks. I'm sure we'll maybe do this if we can, a little moving running pod on week 5 around the cathedral. But if you're watching this, yeah, please support Tommy. Donate on the link below. And if you are local and you can join us on the 1st of April to run a few laps, one lap, 10 laps, 100 laps, or even just as Tommy says, just come along and support, donate. I think it'd be massive. So any other words, anything else you want to say to people before we close out?
Yeah, well, just thanks for having me on, GB, as well. It's been a pleasure. And just thanks again for all the donations. It's been, as I mentioned earlier, it's been overwhelming. Thank you.
Right. Legend. Good. Let's get on the track. Let's go.
Nice, buddy.
And that's it. I'm back in the studio now. Post-track session. Not easy. Never easy. Whenever I train with Tom, I've known him for a couple of years now. And he's relentless. He's so consistent with his training. And if there's anyone that I believe can complete a challenge like this, it is him. So wishing him all the best. As I said, trackside there, we'll share the link for you to be able to donate and support. And if you are local to Lichfield and you want to get involved in the event, then the event details will be on his Instagram at TPA Fitness or on the Mara Instagram at Mara Run Club. That's it for this one. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week.